El Paso Museum of Art and the Museo de Arte de Ciudad Juárez presents the fifth Transporter Biennial, marking a decade of collaboration in one of the world's densest metro border plexes. Jurors Gilbert Vicario, chief curator at Phoenix Art Museum, and Carlos E. Palacios, curator at Museo de Arte Carrillo Gil, worked with MASJ staff and EPMA curator Kate Green to select artists for the exhibition, which is presented simultaneously at EPMA and MASJ. Our guests today are Gilbert Vicario and Kate Green. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having us, Marina.
Thank you.
So, Kate, you said this beautiful thing before we started recording, and I think we just need to say it again. Why are we doing this biennial?
That's a great question. And, you know, as some of your listeners know, I just got here. You know, 4 months ago, I joined the museum, joined this community, and began working on this project, which had already, you know, had some elements in place, such as the jurors.
Such as Gilbert
and Carlos, and artists had submitted. But what I really started thinking about was, how can we use the biennial to begin to think about what this museum, what EPMA should be right now, given our kind of current climate and given that we are literally at the Ellis Island of the South. We're a half mile from that bridge, literally a half mile. So what should our programming look like? What should our exhibitions look like? And I feel really fortunate that the first thing I had the opportunity to jump into was this exhibition that kind of brings all of that to the fore, with so many works that deal with the complexity of the border. And the jurors did an amazing job of, you know, culling through the submissions. And we really got to a tight group of artists that have created a really rich portrait of the reflects the complexity of the border.
Now, Gilbert, you're very familiar with the border.
Yes, I grew up in San Diego and was very familiar going back and forth. My parents met in Tecate, Mexico, where they make that famous beer. And so that was part of the ritual, always going to Tecate on weekends to pick up tortillas and meat and never declaring them.
Right.
And kind of going back and forth. And then as...
Are you crossing through Tijuana at this point? Or
Tecate.
Tecate has a port of entry?
Yeah, and it was horrible because it was a curvy, windy road. And so it was always one of either me or one of my brothers or sisters who ended up getting car sick. But and then in 19, when I was 5 years old, Chicano Park happened because of a freeway and a bridge that was constructed in San Diego. And so I got inducted into the politics of identity and of being Mexican-American at a very young age, even before I even knew.
Right, because you're just living your life.
You're living your life.
And you think it's normal.
Yeah. And I know that somewhere there's a photograph in the archives of the San Diego Union that pictured us planting flowers in what is now called Chicano Park.
Have you been to our Chicano Park?
No.
Oh, you got to take them under the spaghetti bowl. It is flipping fantastic.
And then in the 80s, as I was in high school and going off to college, there was a lot of border art activism that was happening. The Border Arts Workshop, Guillermo Gomez Peña. There were a number of really interesting activities that were happening in San Diego.
And for you, were your interventions always in art, or how did you get into that?
Always in art. I couldn't do anything else, unfortunately.
Fortunately, unfortunately.
Did public art, and then I went to San Francisco and worked at the Mexican Museum and really left the border for over 20 years. So
Seems like you took it with you wherever you went, though.
You do, and it follows you. So let me give you an example of that. Went to graduate school in New York, worked in Philadelphia, Boston, Houston. And in 2009, an opportunity came up in Des Moines, Iowa, of all places.
You're like,
Des Moines.
Okay.
I'm like, what am I going to be doing? So I get to Des Moines, Iowa, and then I find out that they do a Dia de los Muertos event every year, and it's their most popular event. They get 5,000 people on
because
a weekend.
Because it's gorgeous. And they haven't seen it, right? And they probably have a good immigrant population.
Well, that's what I was really, you know, there was the first wave of immigration that happened in the Midwest when they were building the railroads. So in the 1920s and 30s, a lot of Mexicans moved to the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And then just going back and forth at that point, I was flying a lot back to Houston. You look at people on the plane and you realize, you know, that border, it really doesn't matter. The border has moved all the way up, and, you know, Mexicans are really part of the fabric of American life across the board. It's not just an issue that's happening in a very geographic, demarcated geography.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. And those of us that live here know
feel that.
Right?
And I mean, I think that's it's interesting that you say that, because I keep toggling back and forth between the reality that the border is much bigger, right, or that there is so much hybridity far beyond the border that this doesn't – we don't have any claim on hybridity here, right? And at the same time, recognizing that there is something really different. Mm-hmm. And so I think about that with this exhibition. Mm-hmm. People have asked me, you know, colleagues and at the museum and beyond, what is border art? This has been a question that has popped up that I kind of resist. Mm-hmm. And then I see this exhibition as it's come together, and I really, in some ways, feel that there perhaps is. There are certain themes, you know, crossing hybridity, cultural, linguistic hybridity, mapping, topography. You know, these artists all submitted work with the theme in mind, but at the same time, I think it reflects a kind of swath, a way of working that is happening across the border, across this 2,000-mile-long border. And, you know, the artists in our exhibition do spread from Brownsville to San Diego, Tijuana. You know, they're across that 2,000-mile border, living within 200 miles of it. And I think there is something particular about that everydayness of seeing it, you know, looking at Juarez. We were just in the parking lot, and Gilbert asked, like, what is that?
Yeah, that is
what, you know,
is.
What does that say over there? Yeah. You know, that's Mexico. You know, when you're in El Paso, you're, because of the hills, you're almost always looking at Juarez, mm-hmm. And vice versa. We see, especially the museum, a half mile from the border, you know, people are crossing. I'm crossing all the time. Mm-hmm. There's so much discussion about transportation. How do we get here, there? What are you? Where do you come from? These kinds of questions are really, you know, kind of at the forefront, I find, in my everyday life here. And I think that's really reflected in the exhibition, the works in the exhibition.
Well, let's fast forward to that, because yeah. You culled through about, what was it, 200 pieces of art?
Over 200 artists submitted work.
Okay.
So many, many more works. So some of them submitted 2 works to look at. Some of them submitted, you know, 8 works to look at. So hundreds and hundreds of works.
And as you're going through that, what's that process like for you, Gilbert? Because it's a lot to digest. And then I can imagine that it's got to be tough to choose only, what, 32 artists that participated?
Mm-hmm.
It is tough, but it's also, once you do it for a while.
You got this.
You got it. But really, it's I moved to Phoenix 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. it's the first time I've lived in a border state in over 20 years. And it feels different and new. And it's really was in a moment of revisiting something familiar, but from a very different perspective, from having 20 years of being
right,
on the outside.
At this point, you've kind of gone full circle, right?
Totally full circle. My mother was from Sonora, so I'm home in a yeah. weird, in a funny way. But really, it's been, you know, what's been happening over the last 2 years and the kind of now resurgence of interest in the border and of wanting to build another border wall. And so it was very easy in the sense of I basically had a couple of factors that kind of informed my decision making. And I felt, you know, this is not a time to be on the fence, not to be, you know, no pun intended. But I felt like everything that we selected had to make a very specific point. And so having that guiding principle made it very easy for me to go mm-hmm. through the 200 mm-hmm. and to really come up with the strong. I think it's an amazing.
It's this really strong group
it's
of artists.
Gorgeous, and it's
yeah.
so much fun. I think fun is, I mean, it's serious and it's all of that, but there is a lot of fun in there.
There is.
There's a sense of humor there.
It's, you know, I was talking about Angel Cabrales' work mm-hmm. with some folks last night, and I think that it, you know, encapsulates, and I think this is a present in many of the works in the show, that there's something playful and also dark and gritty at the same time. And I think that we I find that very present in my daily life here, that there's a sense of play and like hopeful and also at the same time this very looming presence of the wall and the legislation of bodies. And I think that both of those things are very subtly traced through the works in the exhibition.
I think I asked you this last night at the opening, but had you seen work by these artists before, either one of you?
We'd probably all seen a few.
A few.
I had seen a few. I think Gilbert had seen a
maybe
few.
Maybe two and, or three. Yeah.
Okay, so really. So what's that like when you think, you know, I mean, you all obviously live in this art world, and then to come across like, wow, there's this whole other planet.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity to just do research as a mm-hmm. curator. To have the opportunity to be exposed to new work is always a plus. But really having to do it with a specific task and assignment was just part of, you know, what made it such a great experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You know, I think that for me, it was a real deep dive, as you know, mm-hmm. as many of you know, that it was a, you know, I'm new to this community. I did live in Marfa, which is close to the border, but not at the border. I lived in San Antonio. I mean, I have some different yeah. kind of context, but I've never lived on the border. And this was a real deep dive into thinking about this question of, is there, and this is a question that we're really thinking about the museum. Mm. What is a museum at the border? What should it look like? And then a kind of related question is there something called border art, or should we have that term? And how might we tease it out? And I think that the results are evident in this exhibition, that it's rich, it's complicated, and there's also something quite tangible in it.
Well, and on that note, we'll circle out this segment of the show. And in a little bit, we'll be talking to some artists that are actually part of the biennial. Today, my guests have been Gilbert Vicario and Kate Green. Thank you so much for joining me on
State of the Arts. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marina.